Hello, hello, hello. We are CJSF 90.1 Burnaby, and welcome to our show. Our show is The Sprouts.
The Sprouts.
We are The Sprouts, a show made by high school musicians just starting out, and being inspired by other artists that we are that are making stuff at the same time as us. So we're gonna start off with a few songs and then get into our topics for today. We're gonna start off with our first song on the list is, oh my god, I can't read. I should probably put on my glasses. What is this song? Hold up. It's by Bardstring? Is that how you pronounce it? I don't know, but I'll come back and tell you guys if it is.
I'll slice some top and bottom spin as I change direction with a silent double hit and slam that lob with a put-away champion shot!
getting sore. I just need the good stuff, ice cold swamp water. Give me something real strong, real strong, real strong, real strong.
And we are back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. I am Will.
I am Bradley.
I'm Tona.
I'm Bruno.
And we are the Sprouts. Yeah. So, I wanted to bring a question to the table. What does it mean to be inspired? Who inspires you? How does it affect your music? Like, anything on the lines of that.
I think, in terms of, like, the greater question, when it comes to being inspired, it means to be reminded of why you're doing music, of why you're making art in general, being reminded of why you started, maybe even having a new perspective on whatever it is that you're doing. Kind of like starting, starting to view whatever medium you're making art on as if it were a new one in some way, even if it's not in the most like outrageous form of like a creative renewal, if you want to go there. But that's what comes to mind at least immediately for me.
Oh. Are we talking about people who inspired you, or do
what you just can, you can talk about anything that's related to this topic.
I have a few inspirations, like famous singers, such and so. But I have a favorite singer who is named Static P. He inspires me because me and his vocal range when we sing is very similar, and I like his melodies. They just linger in my head for a while.
That's pretty good.
Most beatboxers, since I beatbox and make songs on Loopstation, anyone who has made their original song on a Loopstation or made like an original routine with their beatbox, I just respect them a lot. And as a person who does it himself, it's just really hard to make something original and make up your style. And I just respect and they inspire me.
Yeah,
to make my own.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
What about you, Bradley? What does it mean to be inspired?
For me, there's also, same with Tona, a few people that inspired me to join the musical world. Like my dad, he's a musician with 40 years of musical experience.
Oh, wow.
So that's crazy. He's been around in the musical world, but out of him inspiring me, as I said last week, for those that were listened live, but for those that weren't here, my elementary school teacher, Rob Peterson, back in Kamloops, I went to St. Anne's Academy, public or private Catholic school, and he was the music teacher there, and he was such a nice guy. He was very chill, very supportive, and I do have a lot of memories from, like, spending time with him, but I was, like, such a little kid back then, so, like, a lot of memories are hard to remember, but him, I just remember how passionate he was for the music.
Yeah.
And he inspired me to continue on, and not to make everything sad and all.
yeah.
I think it was, like, 2015 or 2014, he was riding his bike home or something, and it was, I think it was, like, all rainy and there was a lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And so he sadly passed away, but he is, for me and many others, remembered for who he was and for the music he made.
Yeah. To me, being inspired is just being able to show your creativity, show your colors, sort of a thing.
I know so too. It's pretty good.
So yeah. Our last two songs was from Brad Strung, which is Pickleball, and we had Ice Cold Swamp Water by Outlook Tower. Coming up next, we have Insomnia. I Can't English by Ellen Furr and a couple more hits that we think are cool. Anyways.
Time to get musical.
Time to get musical.
I can see wild angels on my mind. My heart beats to a rhythm out of time. I'll take care of you.
feel numb, you can make me feel everything. We're identical. We spend our whole lives being scared of each other and scared of admitting it. Perception of what you're perceiving. I'm thinking your thoughts before you even get there. Oh, it's typical. When it's good, it's so good. But it's always like I had nothing to do with it.
Free Voices at CJSF 90.1 FM, talking to you about
Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. We are 10 board of directors and we are rejoicing for world history. Our show is based on true stories, musical and storytelling and role playing, silent crimes broken. Very interesting series of show.
And a lot of in-depth oral tradition. We play every Thursday from 3 to 4. Come and join us.
And welcome back. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby. The last couple of songs that you just heard were Insomnia by Ellen and Fur, The Hit by, oh my gosh, Oral Gartland? And Oral Gartland. I'm sorry, I'm very bad with names. And the last one is that we just listened to was Umpomporu?
Oporoporo.
Oporoporo. By State and Division. That was a techno one. Anyways, we are back. My name is Will.
I'm Bradley.
I'm Tona.
Bruno.
And we are the Sprouts. And this is... Yeah! And so let's talk about Art Block, guys.
Yeah?
Like...
So what is...
How does it affect you guys? And, like, what are your strategies? Like, any strategies you could give to our listeners who are might be currently going through any artist musical art block?
Bradley, I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Last time.
Yeah,
so...
Does everyone understand the term art block?
Art block?
Well, why don't we define it first?
What we mean for art block is, like... Yeah, you know, a lot of people, when you hear the word art, you think of, like, oh, paintings or, like, any, like, that type of artwork. But what we mean is we're musicians and we're in music classes and all that.
But I think art block is just really...
Like, creative.
Anything creative. Anything creative.
Yeah.
It's art block, I guess if we wanted to, like, agree on a definition, it would be, like...
Creativity.
It would be, like... It would be sort of like this inability to create something that you're satisfied with or to maybe accept what you want to make. There's a lot of ways you could slice it.
Yeah.
So, Bradley, just lend us your wisdom.
From last time. So, last time, I forget what question we had, but to improve in the musical world is practice, patience, forget the other one, and belief. Pardon me?
Discipline?
Discipline? I don't think I said discipline.
I don't know.
There was four words I said, and I forget one. No. But
I remember that it was, like, really satisfying to hear.
It was. Yeah, it was.
It was like, ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Here. But,
I'll dive a bit deeper in that. So let's start with belief. And now belief, it's a big thing in the musical world, especially for musicians. So say you play an instrument, let's say trumpet, and say you're having a hard time practicing or you can't play the correct notes or rhythms or any of that. A lot of the time, and, like, this could be, a lot of people think about, like, giving up, and a lot of people think that's a bad thing. It can be a good thing because you know what that feels like and you know kind of how to deal with it. And so belief, when you're stumped in the musical world, it could be literally anything. When you get stumped, it could be a good feeling, or it could be a good way to know what that feels like.
I think so too. That makes sense because it's like you gain experience in and just being kind of dissatisfied with what you're making, and that's normal.
Yeah,
I think also it's that kind of like that sort of deterrent is a good way to learn how to get through it by yourself and to be inspired again.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think being to experience art block like that, it's kind of like boredom. You know, when you're bored or something, it's your brain kind of going...
And nothing can really satisfy you.
Yeah, nothing you're making sounds right. Nothing you're doing sounds, like, good. And you're playing all the things that maybe at one point brought you, like, a sense of catharsis.
Joy or comfort.
At some point brought you, like, a sense of comfort or joy or, like... excitement. And you're playing all those things or you're experimenting with those and you're like... This just isn't good enough anymore. So
it's not working.
And in terms of art block, I think I would say I generally tend to either switch up what I'm playing, what I listen to, or or I guess how I'm engaging with it. For example, like I thrive off of novelty creatively.
Oh, yeah.
So if I want to like write a song, or if I feel like I want to write something, I turn on like a mood light in my room, and I like even like yeah. I like clean it up a
get
little bit.
Vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I get like an acoustic guitar right next to me, in case I want to switch it up, and then I get like I have like a weird like tech setup where I have to like plug my amp and my computer. And that ritualizes it, so it makes my brain go like, oh, we're making something now.
Yeah.
And it also like makes it like more satisfying for me, because it's like, oh, I'm making something, and all this very like a very aesthetically pleasing lighting, and so that helps me is to like switch up how I'm doing it, instead of just like picking up a guitar because I'm putting off like doing homework
practicing.
Yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.